This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Dateline Tarrytown, New York, President Obama, and what has become something of a buzzword in politics of late, infrastructure. The president made the trek up the East Coast to the site of the soon-to-be-replaced at a cost of $4 billion Tappan Zee Bridge, just up the Hudson River from New York City, to trot out what has sort of become the modern-day equivalent of dependence on foreign oil. Infrastructure, once again, is the phrase of the day. That is something that politicians say until they're blue in the face, knowing full well how hard it is to fix. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going today.
Politicians are talking about this because they recognize we have a problem.
We laid in place a very good infrastructure, but a lot of those investments were made 50, 80, 100 years ago, and it's time for the U.S. to upgrade and modernize.
Casey Dinges is with the American Society of Civil Engineers, a group that gave U.S. infrastructure a D-plus last year. The numbers are staggering. Rob Puentes is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
I mean, we have the 63,000 bridges that are structurally deficient, 240,000 water main breaks every year.
You can get lost in those numbers, and that is part of the problem. It helps, Puentes says, to talk about what constitutes infrastructure. Yes, it's roads and bridges and waterways, but it's also broadband, pipes of a different sort.
It's not true that Americans don't understand this. When they're confronted with these choices, they're willing to pay for infrastructure projects.
And they've demonstrated that at the local level. States have raised gas taxes to pay for renovations and modernization, and cities are improving their infrastructure. But there's another problem, according to Ray Zimmerman. She's a professor of planning and public administration at NYU. Fixing infrastructure often becomes urgent only after disasters happen, like after a bridge collapse.
And then there seems to be a lull, and then it comes back, and a lull, and comes back. And hopefully, this time it's going to stick.
And the fact that we're talking about infrastructure absent a big disaster, Zimmerman says, can't be such a bad thing. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.